This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo has named Ford Vice President Stephen Biegun as Special Representative to North Korea. Executive and former National Security Staffer is joining the administration at a time of intense focus on U.S. efforts to force North Korea to dismantle its nuclear weapons program. Biegun spoke at his appointment announcement.
The issues are tough, and they will be tough to resolve. But the president has created an opening, and it's one that we must take by seizing every possible opportunity to realize the vision for a peaceful future for the people of North Korea.
At Ford, Biegun oversaw the carmaker's international government relations. U.S. National Security Advisor John Bolton says he wanted his Russian counterpart not to interfere in the U.S. midterm elections in November. Bolton made the comments during a news conference in Geneva, where they met with Russian National Security Council Director Nikolai Petrushev.
We talked about it in a variety of ways in the area of cyber and information technology exchanges, which we had stopped between the United States and Russia earlier this year. And I said at this point I didn't really see the circumstances were right to resume them again.
The Bolton-Petrushev meeting was the first high-level meeting since President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin held talks in Helsinki last month. The U.S. has already imposed economic sanctions against Russia over its interference in the 2016 U.S. election. This was supposed to be the poll that set Zimbabwe free from Robert Mugabe's style of leadership, but the July 30th election has only produced deadly protest. A legal challenge is before the High Court. This is VOA News. An American mother brought back from a detention camp in Syria is being charged with willingly aiding the Islamic State. Samantha Elassani and her four children are back in the U.S. Elassani is accused of providing material support and of helping two other individuals join IS. President Trump has begun to speak publicly about the possibility of being impeached, the way Congress can start to remove a president from office. The president appeared on Fox News.
I'll tell you what, if I ever got impeached, I think the market would crash. I think everybody would be very poor, because without this thinking, you would see numbers that you wouldn't believe.
Impeachment talk has increased in recent days after Mr. Trump's former campaign manager, Paul Manafort, was convicted of 8 counts of fraud by a federal court. Also, the president's longtime attorney, Michael Cohen, entered a plea in federal court admitting to paying hush money during the final days of the 2016 presidential campaign to two women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump and that he did so at Mr. Trump's direction. Meantime, the head of the U.S. National Enquirer publication reportedly has immunity in the investigation of hush money paid to the women who said they had affairs with Donald Trump. That story now from AP's Warren Levinson.
Word of National Enquirer CEO David Pecker's immunity deal shines a light on the cozy relationship between Donald Trump and the supermarket tabloid going back decades. Former Enquirer employees told the Associated Press negative stories about Trump were dead on arrival, starting when he became the star of TV's The Apprentice in 2003. The Enquirer started promoting Trump for president and questioning President Barack Obama's birthplace in 2010 with the help of Trump lawyer Michael Cohen. Two people familiar with American media say documents on the Trump hush money payments were stored in a safe in a senior editor's office, but one says they were moved after Trump became president. Warren Levinson, New York.
Hurricane Lane soaked Hawaii's Big Island, dumping 30 centimeters of rain in 12 hours. Residents stocking up on supplies, trying to protect their homes ahead of the state's first hurricane since 1992. Storm has been downgraded to a Category 3 with sustained winds of 201 kilometers per hour. David Ige is governor of Hawaii.
We are getting significant rains on Hawaii Island. Rain has started on Maui County and will sweep across the state. We have to look out for the flooding and rain damage, storm surge along the south-facing shores.
The storm is passing in the south of the Big Island of Hawaii and is due to brush the island chain. However, officials warn that even a glancing blow could do significant harm. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.